All right, welcome back, my friends, to episode 6357, I believe, of The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of Nemos News Network, where we continue with your help to break the cycle of fake news. On this episode, we're going to discuss World War III and the chaos that is about to ensue since the U.S. and the West have begun to also bomb the Arabic world on behalf of the Jews, and so much more, including their genocide case at International Tribunal, the Trump legal distraction updates, and Anthony Fauci admitting the truth that there was no evidence for the six-foot rule, and so much more under oath, and also the FBI defying the Seth Rich order, and giants found, 10-foot giants, so many things that we can discuss on this episode. All of this and much more coming up after a short word from our Patriot Christian sister company sponsors, redpillliving.com. Here we go.
There was a time when I had my head in the sand. Then I found out that power players pass lies for truth and truth for lies, especially in areas of life and health. I used to stay quiet, and now I speak up. I red pill my family, I red pill my friends, and I support redpillliving.com. Red Pill Living has real health products that support longevity, vitality, and detoxification against the deep state attacks on your health. It's redpillliving.com. Wake up, stand up, speak up.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
In Massachusetts and New York and other locations that are overrun by the immigration being forced upon us, paid for by Jewish NGOs, if you don't believe me, go check out the clergy article at thesarahpayam.com. Well, they're now asking you to house the migrants in your home. In New York, they're even saying they're going to come for the religious locales. That means they're going to stick them in churches. The U.S. and U.K. are now striking dozens of Houthi military targets in Yemen in response to the Arabs responding to our dropping bombs on their babies by the tens of thousands, intentionally in an ethnic cleansing, targeting women and children and civilians outright through deceptive and malicious tactics like telling whole convoys of civilian refugees fleeing the war to go to safety and then bombing them. So this is the sort of tactics that we have come to know from the Jews around the world in both Ukraine and Gaza and elsewhere, and throughout all of history. Nothing new about it. Only those who deny it. The never Jews. The never say Jews. And of course, this will provoke the Islamic world further. And of course, it shows who runs America, and it ain't Americans. We have further video of IDF shooting civilians yet again. Of course. And as I've said before, but further evidence continues to stack in favor of, white people are no longer joining the U.S. and I would say Western militaries as a whole. Recruitment is down and the need is up. They've even stopped playing multicultural commercials of transgenders and LGBTQ having, you know, hot dog parties and cookouts and parades for their military recruitment. And they've gone back to badass dudes in camo and war paint dropping out of helicopters. Things that used to work but are no longer attracting the greatest warfighting race that man has ever known. And there's really no comparison. Nobody fights wars like white people do. And I'm not racist, I'm just being objective. This is the truth. There have been people who've been more brutal, but no one who's been more effective. Other people rape and pillage and dominate and enslave while whites decimate continents when finally the wrath of the awakened Saxon begins. And it will begin soon. But they won't be fighting for the U.S. military. Odds are they will be fighting against it. Whatever's left of it. And most of them won't speak English. Despite the attack from Western powers, a brutal, just blitzkrieg attack of 60 different targets, the Houthis are undeterred, and they are planning to get revenge against us. And Israel is, of course, facing accusations of ethnic cleansing and genocide at the international level. But of course, we know who has the best lawyers and owns all the judges. They basically invoked the Holocaust and called the people who accused them of genocide, like South Africa, the legal arm of Hamas, implying they were themselves terrorists and worthy of course, being probably put to death, because that's the Jewish logic. And here's basically how it went.
Israel's special genocidal intent is rooted in the belief that, in fact, the enemy is not just the military wing of Hamas, or indeed Hamas generally, but is embedded in the fabric of Palestinian life in Gaza.
This intent is evident from Israel's conduct in specially targeting Palestinians living in Gaza, using weaponry that causes large-scale homicidal destruction, designating safe zones for Palestinians to seek refuge, and then bombing these.
The dispute had crystallized as a matter of law. This was confirmed by Israel's official and unequivocal denial on 6 December that it was committing genocide in Gaza.
Mainly, South Africa wants the ICJ to recognize that there is an urgency in Gaza inflicted by Israel's offensive that requires the court to order an immediate cessation of hostilities. But straight after the court session, Israeli Prime Minister came out saying that the hypocrisy and lies had been presented at the UN's top court, saying that South Africa's accusations against Israel of genocide in Gaza could only happen in a world turned upside down. Other Israeli officials also went on to accuse South Africa of seeking to allow Hamas to return to Israel to commit war crimes. In fact, let's have more on that.
South Africa, which is functioning as the legal arm of the Hamas terrorist organization, utterly distorted the reality in Gaza following the October 7th massacre and completely ignored the fact that Hamas terrorists infiltrated Israel, murdered, executed, massacred, raped, and abducted Israeli citizens simply because they were Israelis in an attempt to carry out genocide.
Israel is expected to ask the court to dismiss those cases and those claims, claiming that there is no intent to commit genocide and that the statements made by its officials and were interpreted as genocidal related only to Hamas and not to the entire population of Gaza. But no one is willing to buy into that. And we've seen from the kind of support shown yesterday by the public around the world and in South Africa, particularly in South Africa, this side where we are, people are in full support of the case proceedings.
We have led where other people who have consistently pretended that they are more moral than us have shown that they're morally lacking. And importantly, I don't think that the world is going to be the same after this period, because we know what to expect and we know who are the people who are not friends of humanity, but rather friends of capital and military industrial complex.
One conclusion, Benjamin Netanyahu must be charged for genocide. He must be charged, he must be criminalized, he must be a thug, a criminal all over the world. He must be barred to access any country in the world, including in South Africa. We'll block him.
I'm hoping for, first of all, a ceasefire. And it's going to take a lot of time, but we then need to definitely see an end to the siege, an end to the occupation, and thereafter a free state of Palestine.
And it's not even only in South Africa. Many parts of the continent, everyone agrees, and everyone is starting to judge Western nations who have always advocated for peace and human dignity, when in actual fact it has always been them who are creating and supporting these atrocities. Because what is happening in Gaza is exactly what happened to South Africa and many other African countries during the apartheid era and during the times when France and other Western countries oppressed parts of the African continent. And it's also a bit remarkable, in fact, very remarkable, that a country that has gone under the same oppression has decided to take the mantle when no one else was willing to do so. And you would know that South Africa has been one of the most vocal international voices and supporters of Palestinians. The governing ruling party, the ANC, has often says that it is drawing parallels between what happened to black South African against the racist white apartheid regime and the situation in the Middle East. The UN rapporteur said that despite the outcome of this particular case, this could make history. In fact, it will be history when all is said and done. Let's have a listen to that.
Watching African women and men fighting to save humanity and the international legal system against the ruthless attacks supported and enabled by most of the West will remain one of the defining images of our time. This will make history, whatever happens.
And with the kind of attitude and behavior coming from the West and with these baseless comments that they are making, towards this case, Israel, a lot of people say, in fact, experts say that this could push the Israeli government to ignore the measures by the court, but then to do so would cause enormous reputational harm and loss of its influence on the world stage for Israel and its biggest backer, the United States. But then we wait and see what comes out of the proceedings today.
And after being grilled privately, of course, behind closed doors by the House Select Subcommittee on the coronavirus plandemic, or pandemic, according to them, Fauci admitted what we already knew. There was no evidence behind things like 6 feet for safety. So you couldn't hug your grandma while she died or whatever because no reason at all. No backing in science whatsoever for the 6 feet rule and other things. Friends, don't forget that we are 100% listener supported and we rely on you to fund our message ministry and mission, especially in light of all of the censorship and political persecution that we have faced in the past and continue to face. So please do not forget us and shop Patriot with our Christian Patriot sponsors like RedPillLiving.com, where you can detox the deep state and get incredible health and wellness products like Sleepy Joe, my favorite and actually our most popular product. It'll put you right to sleep without any of those toxic side effects or liver toxicity or grogginess in the morning, like over-the-counter or prescription sleep aids, and thegreatawakeningcoffee.com, where our specialty is waking people up with gourmet and organic coffee from around the world and a little bit of truth here and there. Back to our show.
And now Google is preparing for a sensitive event. If anyone wants to help me afford some solar panels, I'm behind on my prepping, to be honest. I mean, I talk about prepping, and I'm doing everything I can. I've got a garden, but I'm on a censored media budget. I need those donations in order to eat, much less survive the apocalypse. So don't forget me. Remember, we are 100% listener-funded, and we rely on you to help me get the word out. Many hands make light work, so if you believe that this mission, this ministry, this message is worthy, then help us.
Anyway, so this is what's going on in Google. I have friends in tech, like very very high up in tech, that are monitoring the situation. He said, He says, I got this email, Ides of March are on, they are prepping now. Dear advertiser, in February 2024, Google will update the inappropriate content policy to clarify the definition of sensitive events. A sensitive event is an unforeseen event or development that creates significant risk to Google's ability to provide high quality, relevant information and ground truth and reduce insensitive or exploitative content and prominent and monetized features. During a sensitive event, we may take a variety of actions to address these risks. Examples of sensitive events include significant social, cultural, or political impacts, such as civil emergencies, natural disasters, public health emergencies, terrorism, and related activities, conflict, or mass acts of violence. Examples of what's prohibited: products or services that exploit, dismiss, or condone the sensitive event, including price gouging or artificially inflating prices that prohibits, restricts access to vital supplies, sales of products, blah, blah. Okay. So my buddy's like, it's on. They're prepping. They're ready to do it. And I said, what does that mean? He said, Google is changing their terms of service to get ready for a major event, controlling the way advertisers and publishers are allowed to talk about it in very specific ways. Hints as to what the event is are in the text. They mention inflation, price gouging, mass violence, victim blaming, and a bunch of stuff. Just read the text of it. So they will be able to turn off and shut down anyone using Google Ads, publishers, content creators, advertisers that don't toe the line in the next unforeseen event. They call it a sensitive event. This would include all advertising on Google Search, AdSense, YouTube. They say that they are about to make these changes to the TOS, but when you go to the website to see the new TOS, they aren't updated yet. They're getting prepped. I'm sure they have lawyers working on this, internal training going on, putting special moderators in place. Okay. So what I predict, which I'm never totally right on, but I usually rhyme, like I'm usually within the ballpark, is some form of banking collapse that will be controlled. Like, don't be afraid of any of this shit, guys, at all. So no access to money in a bank for maybe a week. They don't want to go too long because they don't want to actually lose the system. They want you guys to stay alive and functional. They just want you really afraid. And then the solution will be central bank digital currency sent directly to your phone and universal basic income. But you'll still, you know, and to bring that about, they may have to do an event because every major move needs a story behind it, whether it was 9/11 or COVID-19 or whatever it is.
And of course, the worse things get, the more they need a distraction, the louder we can expect Trump to be publicly attacked, and the more drama made for TV we can expect to see. And now, Fannie Willis, the New York DA, coming after his New York license and $400 million almost in fees for no reason, is busted. Not that this is a good thing for you and I. This is a distraction.
In very plain English, the allegation here is that Ms. Fannie Willis, instead of using a lawyer with actual experience in RICO cases, instead hired a man that she was having an affair with to prosecute President Trump. She assigned him to be a special prosecutor in order to avoid going through the normal approval process for an outside attorney. She then subsequently paid him a hefty amount in taxpayer dollars while he, in turn, took her on beautiful vacations to California, Florida, and the Caribbean. And here's the cherry on top, just when you thought it couldn't get any shadier. Included among the exhibits in this court filing is this little gem right here, in which Mr. Nathan Wade charged the county $2,000 in order to travel and to meet with the White House counsel. In practical terms, this is the Fulton District Attorney's lead prosecutor in the Trump case, who also happens to be her romantic partner, charging taxpayers a cool $2,000 in order to travel to talk to Joe Biden's White House lawyers about prosecuting Joe Biden's political opponent.
By the way, I sometimes discuss the Nephilim, the giants. Used to be giants, but no longer. And Nephilim is really just a catch-all term for mutants or anything not made in God's image. So when you start to genetically splice different species together, anything that you make is a Nephilim. Whether it's just some dying vaxxed thing that's sad and sick, or it's some sort of super mutant with hero powers, or, you know, X-Men, or glow-in-the-dark pigs, or spiderweb armor, silk, goat milk, whatever you want. They can pretty much give it to you now. Any of that nonsense would be considered a Nephilim. Anyway, I digress. Sometimes I talk about the specific Nephilim of Genesis, the giants, and how they really did exist and how the evidence is quite abundant, and although it's being covered up, their bones are basically as common as dinosaur bones. All over the world, especially around those megalithic structures with giant rocks that we still can't build or move today. By the way, they were known as great builders in their time because they were so darn strong. Anyway, I digress again. The point is, one of the many examples comes from like North American legends, for example. I use that sometimes as the Lovelock Indians, I think that's in Nevada, where they basically had local legend that the tribes had fought these giants that were red-haired cannibals and ate them and attacked them and, you know, pillaged and raped them and such. And the tribe sort of united and ran them into a cave and smoked them to death. And basically that's how the story goes. Well, you know, it was just one of many, 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 many stories from all over the world of giants with local bones being found all over the place. But now they have actually found that cave, it looks like, where the 10-foot redheaded giants were indeed smoked to death, as the local legend said. So once again, I just want to point this out there that the world is far more strange than we're being told. If you want to find out the truth, check out the sarahpayam.com/his story. And it's the most incredible documentary series you're ever going to watch. It tells you everything from creation to COVID and beyond. It proves God, it proves the Bible, it proves Jesus, it proves the enemy. And we talk in depth about the seed war between these monsters and us, and the story tells they're all based on reality. Fee-fi-fo-fum is not just from children's tales. It actually is ancient Gaelic, an ancient Gaelic dialect for "Behold food, sufficient for my hunger, good to eat." That's what it means. And fee-fi-fo-fum meant you were about to get eaten by a giant. No, my friends, the world is far, far stranger than we were told. And I thought you might want to know, it may come in useful in convincing your friends that the FBI are indeed corrupt, although, you know, if they don't know that by now, right? Hey, the FBI has defied the court order that I reported recently, saying that they have to turn over the Seth Rich evidence to the opposing attorneys. They still haven't done that, and the deadline is passed, and not a shocker, really. Our government does not really operate by law. That is an illusion to make you think that you're free. What they say always goes. What they say always goes. I hope you have found this video to be of value. If you did, please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing at NemosNewsNetwork.com. If you want to understand why these things are happening and what's about to happen, and understand why all the evils and who's behind them and what their agenda is, Talmudic in short, but there's a lot more to it, check out thesarapayum.com/his-story-revealed. It's a wonderful archive that I built for you. Actually, I built this kind of for me, really. I built this to archive all of the cool censored information that was disappearing from the internet, and so I could build the documentary series, which, frankly, I built that for my kids because I think I'm dying. I hope you watch it. It'll change your life. But mainly, I just want my kids to watch it. So check it out at thesarapayum.com/his-story for the documentary series, or His Story Revealed for some of my top works. Not all of them, but some of my best stuff that'll really just blow your mind or upset you, frankly. The truth will set us free, but first it pisses us off, right? I've been there. I have. But I had to confront the facts, honestly. So with that said, please remember, we rely on you for support and donations to get us through. We're 100% listener-funded, national, international media, really. What we say is relevant to everybody on the planet, and yet we're basically the least funded media company in the world. I mean, I'm beyond paycheck to paycheck. Anyway, shop Patriot with our Christian Patriot sponsors at redpillliving.com and thegreatawakeningcoffee.com. So they have some incredible products, gourmet organic coffees from around the world, the best value, high quality, food-based, holistic supplements, and my personal favorite, still, Sleepy Joe, because I really like a good night's sleep. Beyond health and everything else, I just want to sleep good. I don't care how I feel otherwise. I'm kind of joking mostly, but it's been a day. I know I've got like stuff all over my shirt. I just got in from doing a video that I hope you'll see soon on uncensored food, and I've been rushing all day, and I just got the baby off of me, so I think that's baby something, some sort of baby juice or spit, probably spit. Anyway, I'm a dad. I don't always remember to put on the collared shirt before I jump into this thing, and that's basically what happened today. I apologize. I know people want me to be more professional. People want me to shave sometimes, but look, the stuff I say is so crazy, I may as well have a cool-ass Gandalf beard to say it, because people are already going to assume that I'm nuts anyway, frankly. And what was that big bang noise that just happened? You know, I made some cool new friends and got some new plants and, you know, made some new connections, and we've invited some new folks local to the Uncensored Church. We're having our first meetup tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern in 21 minutes specific, so I've got to go. I didn't have time to redo this with a nice shirt, you know what I mean? But we're having our first meeting for Uncensored Church tonight, but because of some big boom bomb sounding noise around Christmas, I forget what day it was, I think it was around New Year's, but it wasn't fireworks. It's like it was being hidden amongst the fireworks or something, but it was a big bomb sound, and I started to make some local friends because people heard it from here to Georgia. Anyway, hopefully we'll see you at Uncensored Church. It's going to be a regular 8 p.m. Saturdays thing, Eastern, at DustinNemos.com/Zoom. We'll see you there. And I think that's it. I mean, we always have stuff going on, guys. I know it seems kind of boring with these little news updates that I do, but remember, this is not all I do. I've put out like a dozen documentaries in the last year, and a docuseries, and like Uncensored Church, and a bunch of other actual series of episodes, and a just insane amount of work building this archive. Me and David have been doing this as a labor of love, mostly because I think we've probably earned like $200 in donations through that website. It's really not, after like a year and a half of work, frankly, it doesn't equate to any donations really yet, not directly through the site or anything. I mean, people may be otherwise at the other site, but it's a labor of love. I hope people will check it out. I mean, it's the most censored information on the whole internet. It's how to prove God. It's how to win all of the debates like I do. It's how to debunk all of the fake science and the fake news and expose the people behind all of it and their religion and specific quotes of everything you need ever to prove evil exists, who's behind it, what they're doing, what they're planning, what they've been doing, and everything, really. All conspiracies, all organized evil since before the flood and after, with proof before the flood, everything that you need is at theserapeum.com and in your Bible. I'll see you on the next one. Nemos out. Don't forget, shop Patriot.